This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Chatting about things that are all right. I just sent somebody a note instead of saying call, C-A-L-L, right next to the semicolon. So it's ka. There's the giggle I like to hear. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, as we wish Victoria well on her marriage weekend. She'll be back a week from Monday. I think, isn't that the plan?
I think that's the plan.
I don't even know what the plans are. I just know that she'll be back.
Yeah, Monday, later. Tuesday, she might be in Mexico forever. Who knows?
Yeah, right. I'm sure she'd be exactly, she'd feel right at home living in Mexico. You know, there are a lot of things that go on in the world of business that people don't understand and they don't even know about. I find it interesting because I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, been here all my life. It's the headquarters for big companies like TJ Maxx's main office is here, and Bose Corporation is headquartered here, and so is Staples. So in the local mix here is a story that popped up yesterday afternoon suggesting that Staples is going to be sold by the end of the month, end of this month, to a conglomerate of hedge funds for $6+ billion. Now, we used to throw around numbers. When I was a kid, you were a kid, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. When we talked about millions, we thought, wow, that's a lot of money. And it's not a bad, you know, $1 million is a lot of money still. But it's the relativity of thinking about some of these numbers. And was it yesterday that I was talking about how much we all spend in terms of taxpayer? The figures come out from the feds every year. How much is collected versus how much we spend. And then, for the first time I can remember, we were talking about how much is collected by the state and the local governments in taxes, which, by the way, equals, it's almost as much as what you pay in federal income taxes. So you look at all these taxes and you think, wow, trillions and trillions of dollars. And then you think about the amount of business done in America by our deeply rooted corporations. Staples has been around for quite a while, and they're a good company, run well. They couldn't merge with, Outlook? There was Office Depot, and then there was another office, some kind of store. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't, the Justice Department wouldn't let them do it because it would put the control of all this sort of business in the hands of one. And then you laugh about some of these things because in terms of just this week alone, Dow, which is a chemical company, is merging with DuPont, another chemical company, that does the same sort of thing as Monsanto. It does. Monsanto just went about 3 or 4 months ago, they went in with Bayer, the European conglomerate. So now, we had four huge conglomerates that were controlling basically the future of food on the planet. Now we only have two. And the mergers and acquisitions and the amount of money that's involved in these things, the consolidation world is affecting, it's certainly affected radio and not to the better. Most of the businesses that are affected by consolidation, I think we could agree, Jennifer, or not, it isn't something that shakes out well, usually for the consumer, even though they say to the government, oh, prices will be lower and there'll be more service and better opportunities. Yeah, what a load of garbage that is. So here's the latest one. There's a movie premiering today in New York and Los Angeles called Food Evolution. Have you heard about it?
Food Evolution. No, I have not.
Food Evolution. Okay. So this is a focus on GMO versus organic food fight. And this Food Evolution is supposed to, or it attempts to, end the controversy, quote-unquote, once and for all, with a decidedly pro-GMO argument put together by an Academy Award-winning director named Scott Kennedy and narrated by Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is supposed to be
He's the hottest science guy.
God.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they've hired him to try to put a bit of lipstick on this pig. And it uses the usual documentary conventions, one-on-one interviews with experts and beautiful shots of all of the farms like mine and his charisma. So there's a press release that I saw yesterday that suggests that people who put this film together hope to divorce emotion from hard science. Ah, this may, I want to puke. When you know, hard, first of all, hard science, there's no such thing as hard science, because science is always disproving itself.
Right.
That's the nature of the scientific method. Right, exactly. So if people are foolish enough, I'm going to eviscerate this film, because didn't we have the trailer? Carrie, you got the audio from the trailer there someplace. This is nothing but Monsanto corporate propaganda. And this guy, this sellout, Neil deGrasse, is it DeGrasse or DeGrasse?
I think it's DeGrasse.
DeGrasse Tyson. His involvement is supposed to build trust. But all he's doing is taking home a check from these people. So he sold out. This is how the trailer begins. Isn't it?
The survival of our species has always depended on advances in agriculture.
Climate change is going to scramble this how are we going to feed the world debate.
This is all about companies.
This is about money. This is about power.
It's much easier to sell fear than it is science.
If you don't have food, then you're going to steal. You're going to kill someone.
So, okay. How do we make the most informed decisions about how we feed ourselves?
Yeah, we don't listen to you, pal.
Well, this is interesting to me because, I mean, it's very much part of the millennial culture now to know about GMOs and to make this a priority. And what is his name, Neil deGrasse?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Tyson, right. He's like a cult figure for millennials. They love him. And so it seems odd to me that he would choose to do a project like this. I mean, Carrie, I know you don't like to be called a millennial, but you're a resident millennial. So, I mean, don't you think it's an odd choice for him to kind of go against the message of what seems to be your generation?
You know what, though? I don't necessarily know that that's the message of my generation. It's interesting because I think it's kind of split half and half. I think that you have people who are very invested in going to Whole Foods or going to farmers markets and all these different places and getting organic food and being super invested in what they're eating. And then I think you have other people who are millennials who are super duper into science and climate change and all of this other stuff. And maybe you would think that those are contradictory, but I think that there's another half who believe in GMOs and making food better or making it longer lasting or just changing. I don't know. It's interesting.
It's about more.
And I don't think that Neil deGrasse Tyson is doing this to make a big paycheck. I mean, maybe that's part of it. But I think that people who are invested in the sciences and who are engineers or who study that stuff in college, that's what they believe. And they don't think that they're, you know, and I don't even know what I believe. I'm somewhere in the middle. You're very invested on one side. I have friends who are very invested in the other side. And I'm somewhere in the middle feeling like I don't know what's right and wrong. And I feel like that's where, I don't know, I think that's where a lot of people are. And if you're
they're
not...
They're succeeding because they're confusing the issue and the facts.
And that's why people like me, if you hear it,
that's what the strength is in advertising. You hear the same message over and over again, whether it's true or it really isn't true, it doesn't make any difference.
But
you
I don't
begin
feel
to
like
believe
I'm
it because you hear it.
I don't feel like I'm being brainwashed by anybody
or
anything. Okay, well, thanks for that. But I don't know. It's just, I think that GMOs haven't been around for a long enough time to see, you know, the impact that everyone claims that they have. So, I don't know.
Why is it that GMO food is banned in Europe? Are they smarter than we are or dumber than we are? Or are they just different than we are? They have
different
priorities.
Probably. Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say one's dumb or smart or, you know, different priorities, different, and by the way, different corporations, different companies many times.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's something to look. It'll be interesting to see how this how far this stretches out, frankly, how far it goes and what people think of it. And I just I point it out because I'm a farmer, been around animals, cows, all my life. I've been raising, I just went, I'm actually planting pumpkins this year for the first time.
Yay.
We want to have pumpkins at the farm
pumpkin
for the fall.
Patch.
So I have I went, you get a kick out of this. I went to, I couldn't find, it's late in the season, so I couldn't find from the normal sources of what we call open pollinated seeds. That's the difference. If you want to know what the scientific name is for non-GMO, the seeds are called open pollinated, which means that they have not been corrupted. I use that corn, and now I'm going to plant pumpkins, and to find open pollinated pumpkin seeds was hard to do. So you know where I found them? At a Home Depot.
Really? Now, can't you just plant pumpkin seeds?
Yeah.
If I had pumpkins from last year, I could just plant them, but yeah. I don't have any. So I didn't have any seeds. You can easily do that with any kind of, well, actually, source material for growing things in the garden, hello, is the same stuff. It's the food. So when you have a beet seed or you have a tomato seed or you have a pumpkin seed or a squash seed or an apple seed, that's what's inside. It recreates itself. All of the food, Mother Nature, God, has once again figured out how in the amazing reality that we call this world, how to reproduce itself. It reproduces itself within itself. That's what the seeds are in all of the plants that have been, that you know, you dry them out and you can replant them. And this is what, by the way, Monsanto doesn't want you to do. They fixed it so the seeds on the stuff that they provide you with are genetically modified so that you can't regrow the food from the seed source.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep buying them from them. That's what they've. That's how they've corrupted to the point of really screwing over Mother Nature, because that took a lot of work to actually grow, to figure out how to influence a product. Think about it this way. To influence a product so that it can't do what Mother Nature has taught it to do. They had to undo in their science laboratories what Mother Nature did. That's how this is the sickest thing. It really is. And most people don't look at it that way because there are a lot of hungry people in the world, and they've convinced the people of Monsanto, have convinced many people that this is the way to feed the planet. And in a way, they're right. It is. So better to have some food rather than no food. That's their argument. Hard to argue with it, too, sometimes. At 19 after the hour.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Is
that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Past the hour. Hi! It's the music portion of this hour of Good Day, and you may recognize the voice of Bono. Crank that up a bit, Carol, will you please?
One man's
song. Song's called Bullet. Bullet there. Blue Sky.
Not this one.
No, this is In the Name of Love. So, following an on-stage tribute to Representative Steve Scalise during a U2 concert this week, the fact that Bono went to Capitol Hill to meet with Scalise and his staff, he signed a card for Scalise, who's in the hospital still. This is, remember the shooting, who doesn't know about that from last week.
Mm-hmm.
On his nonprofit One campaign, he tweeted, just like Bono, we wish Representative Steve Scalise a speedy recovery. According to the One campaign, he was also on Capitol Hill to press Congress to fully fund the foreign aid budget for next year, despite a lot of cuts proposed by the Trumpsters. In his shout-out to Scalise, Bono told the audience, you've been through some troubling days here with the shooting in Alexandria. We're so grateful that Congressman Scalise and his comrades made it through. So grateful we hold him up as love holds us all up. And isn't that true?
It's a good move by him, I think. That was nice.
Is he normally, he's not normally political, is he? Much?
Yes. He's super political.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I don't know that side of him. So super in what way?
Well, he does a lot of, I think, speaking out against injustice. I think he does a lot of benefit concerts. I don't know if he's a guy who actually does endorsements of candidates, like you see a lot of Hollywood.
But he's a cause guy.
He's definitely like a cause guy.
Okay, so he doesn't back particular candidates. He backs ID.
He may have, but I don't. It doesn't. He's not like a Lena Dunham holding up Hillary Clinton pictures all the time. You know what I mean? He's more of like it's about the issue, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was a nice gesture on his part. Speaking of gestures, let's move over to England and the continuing saga of the Tower horror. A charity that produced this song, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Troubled Water. Say it again, Doug. Bridge Over Troubled Water. number one on this week's charts following its release earlier in the week. The artist for Grenfell, all-star rendition of this Simon & Garfunkel track, has shifted 120,000 copies across downloads, streaming equivalent sales, biggest opening day of any single so far this decade. And for those of you who didn't hear this, the song has a number of artists, Robbie Williams, Louis Tomlinson, Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, Roger Daltrey, the London Community Gospel Choir. So what we're saying is that this song, this track, is currently outperforming its nearest rival, Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, by about 40,000 copies. So that's quite an accomplishment, isn't it? Think about it. Let's listen to this a little. I haven't really heard this much. Let's listen to it. Do you recognize any of these singers, Jennifer?
Some familiar voices. I actually think this is a pretty cool song, though.
Yeah, it's a good song for this occasion. For, yeah, it's a good choice. Yeah, please. Song goes back about 40 years, late 60s. And yet it's a standard in a lot of ways for overcoming grief and despair. And despair. Say it again, Doug. Despair. Thank you. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Although it may occur at any time of the year, heat stroke is particularly prevalent as the weather turns warmer, like now. Heat stroke occurs when the environment becomes too hot and too humid for your pet's natural temperature control mechanisms to work. Here's some symptoms I want you to know, so in case you look at your dog or your cat, you can tell. Excessive panting, vomiting, diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips, gums collapse, and coma. If you notice those signs, here's some things you need to do right away. Remove the pet from the hot environment to a shady, cool place. Lower your pet's body temperature with cool water. If at all possible, place him in front of a fan to speed up the cooling process, and gently massage his legs and his body. And if your pet is conscious, let him drink a little bit of water at a time, but the most important thing to remember, even if it looks like he's feeling better, even if it looks like he's up and at him again, get him to a veterinarian right away to make sure there's no lasting damage. But the most important thing to remember, if it's hot outside, keep your dog at home. That's the safest thing you can do. I'll more next time.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Smile at your loved ones. Make it a happy day. It's Friday the 23rd of June on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen at Doug Steffen. And it's Jennifer Horn at Jennifer Horn. There's Kara Schillen at C. Schillen. Just like her to be different. Instead of using her first name, we use our first name. She just used her first initial like she was somebody
right.
Really
oh my
important.
God.
Wally Zowie.
You guys are so much better than me.
Yeah, that's us. Okay, so speaking of that, the stats are in this week as to who pays taxes.
Here's I do.
Illegals? Yes, I do. Kara does, you do. So most illegal immigrants who pay taxes have stolen somebody else's legal identity. And the IRS,
I heard this story, actually. So this is, it's not all illegals that are using stolen Social Security cards, but I think it's like a million, 1.4 million illegals are working in this country using a stolen Social Security card. And that's pretty stunning because it makes you wonder. I mean, when you are just operating like a dope through your life like I do, you know, and just...
Oh, stop it. You don't
but,
like
no,
that.
But,
like,
oh. No, it is. But when you're operating in your own little world, look, we're all dopes. We're all operating in our own little space. I mean, do you really stop and think and go, gosh, how many of you are in this room or operating under a social... I mean, how do you even buy a stolen Social Security card? You know, that's what I get at is how do we even know about it, really?
The IRS only manages to identify half of these 1.4 million people you're talking about that are affected by the fraud. And this is an amazing reality. And one of the things I think that Trump is trying to get at, isn't he? When you get right down to it,
Well, I think it's less about, he hasn't talked specifically about banning people here who are working and there, but yes, the crackdown on people coming here. And by the way, that's one of the things that not a lot of people are talking about. Border crossings since Trump took office are down 73%.
Yes.
And that's voluntary. That's voluntary. I mean, really, you have, he did hire more ICE agents, but really, there's no wall. There's no nothing. This is just part of knowing that there's someone in the White House who probably will, you know, impose, I guess, the laws that are already on the books. It's kind of an interesting statistic.
Well, that would be nice if we could get some of the other laws. We have so many laws on the books here, there, and everywhere. Wouldn't it be nice if they actually were enforced? Wouldn't that be? What a concept.
That's what I think is so funny, is that we've now gotten down, and we talk about this a lot because I live in California, and Doug, you're in Massachusetts, Kara's in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
I think about this all the time, that now the law, if you pay attention to the major lessons that you're getting from local government and even from federal government, it's now that you can pick and choose which laws you want to follow.
Yeah.
And the federal, that's the local government. From the national federal government, you're getting, well, what was the intent? You know, we talk about Hillary Clinton's intent or Donald Trump's intent for following laws. So I think I'm going to do an experiment next time I get pulled over for speeding and tell the officer that I didn't mean to be speeding. Do you think that'll work?
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't intend
to
speed, officer.
Sorry, it wasn't my intention to do that. The power of intention.
I don't think that. I don't think
the power of your mind. Speaking of that denial, Adam West died last week at the age of 88. He was the original Batman. His sidekick, Burt Ward, who played Robin, said that Adam West didn't know that he had leukemia and didn't know he was dying until a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
I thought that was pretty
I guess there's
amazing.
A blessing in that, right?
Yeah.
Then you're
right,
not worried
I think, yeah.
and you're not, it's
right.
not the long goodbye, I guess.
Yeah, well, you weren't going to stop it anyway, so wasn't it nice to know that he didn't know, I suppose? There's something, to be said for that. We have this whole, we've been built, had built into us this culture of having to know. And I believe, from my own point of view, that I want to know what's going on in my body because I want to have
longevity.
Well,
especially when you can change things.
Right.
But if there's something that you can't change, do you really want to know? I mean, that's actually a really good moral debate. Do you really want to know if you can't change it?
No. The best moral debate is whether you put whipped cream on a Sunday or not.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys hear about... I don't even want to laugh at this.
Right.
There's this hardcore fitness lady. Did you guys hear about this? She was like a fitness
with the
blogger.
The
whipped cream killed her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mean to laugh. It's so sad.
Rebecca
this poor young
Berger
lady.
Was her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did everything she could to be healthy. She stayed away from junk
200,000 followers on Instagram.
Right. And then junk
attack.
Food kills her, but it's because a whipped cream can explodes.
Right.
And apparently these things, I guess they're still selling them because they thought that the new edition they put out was safe, but they'd have somebody lost an eye from one of them in the past and like somebody broke a couple ribs. So, you know, whipped cream?
Oh,
well, just from the container
from the can,
it has so much air in
made.
It that
it's pressure,
So
and it's too much pressure.
Yeah, whipped cream's not worth it, people.
Yeah. No. No. All right, so
talking
here's
about those
story.
Ironic stories, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, here's another story, kind of that same cloth. We hear the DJB experience is all about having your experience through us, what's going on in the world. We don't presume to be right. We don't want you to presume that we're wrong. We just are. We have our experiences. We have our perspectives on things. And because there are so many things going on in the world, it makes for great conversation. We are a great company, if I do say so myself. If nothing else, we are great company. And so, for those of you who have not had the misfortune of being mugged, not had the misfortune of being robbed, not had the misfortune of being assaulted, Here's what might happen. I mean, think about how you would react if you found yourself on the business end of a weapon. Mm. Go to Jimmy John's restaurant. It's a fast food joint in Kansas City. One of the cashiers this week found out the hard way what it's like to be in a high-stress scenario. Surveillance video was made public yesterday of an encounter. It's gone viral, as a matter of fact. You can see this if you know. Just Google Jimmy John's in Kansas City, and you'll see this this video. The folks who were in the restaurant praised him for his composure and his patience. And some, you know, if you look at it the wrong way, it might be construed as indifference. There's no sound of the video, but it's clear as you look at the robber. He walks in, puts a gun to this guy's head, and demands the money in the cash register. Cashier turns over the money. He shows him what's inside. The robber takes all of it and leaves. So the name of the cashier, as you can imagine, not being made public. The store manager has not commented on the incident. But you look at him and the way he is just standing there through the whole thing. The suspect is a black guy with a cap on and a blue sort of hoodie. And he comes in. He's got the. He walks in the door with the gun. You can see that in the video. He's not hiding the gun. He walks.
You know what he's there for, right?
Yeah, he's not there for a fast sandwich. That's for sure. And he's been nabbed by authorities. Identified easy. I mean, the guy's kind of stupid. Don't you realize there's a camera everywhere in all those places now? You walk in. Anyway, the robber. might have been better off he'd have put a mask on. Hello. Long prison stretch for him. But the guy's just so cool, calm, and collected. I think it's very interesting, frankly. Good. Good for him. It just, you can be. So many people get all jazzed up these days about nothing. Don't you find that in your circle of friends, Jennifer, do you find your friends that, you know, they're drama queens or kings and it's all about the drama?
And yeah, it's usually me.
I was
what do you want?
No, I was not going to point that out. I don't really think you're a drama queen. You think you're a drama queen?
No, in fact, I'm an anti-drama queen. Like, yeah, I'm not one of those women that are turned on by it. I want as little drama as possible.
Beverly Hills Wives, or what is it? The Wives of...
Yeah. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Kara, you're like that, too. Kara, I don't get that you're big into drama.
I thought you were saying that I'm like the Real Housewives.
No, I don't.
I think Kara and I are actually a lot alike.
Yeah, I think you are, too.
I think we share a lot of personality.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I don't have time for it, and I just, I don't know, it makes me frustrated, and I want to put
you're a little,
over my
You're
head.
A little fresher into the real world than Jennifer is, because she's been, you know, she's had her ups and downs. You're still at the, in the learning.
Yeah, but think about it, though. This comes with age. I wasn't always a cynic.
Yeah. No, you've been...
Something to look forward to.
I used to have rose-colored glasses on all day long.
But in reality, don't you think, honestly, it makes it easier working with me to be the way you are?
What do you mean?
That's how we... What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
No, to be a cynic or to...
No.
Or an optimist?
To be an optimist and easy to work with.
Yes, yes. No, I think that it's being consistent and being as easy to work with as you can be is such a blessing. It makes everybody's day better. It's good. It's good for everybody. And you know what? The drama really, I mean, what does it do other than give you something to talk about for an afternoon?
Stress.
There's enough of that going on.
Yeah, there is. All right, so let's do some sports here. I'm going to do the New England Patriots story. We don't have Victoria, so I'll do that, and you can do Warren Sapp, okay?
That sounds like a good deal. Go ahead. You start with the New Englanders.
Ryan O'Callaghan. And the reason I want to do this is because I saw the video of this guy coming out on Monday, and it's taken me all week to come around to even talking about it, and I really don't want to talk about it now because I'm so sick of people trying to make something out of nothing. So this guy's a gay football player. What, you think he's the only gay guy playing football in the world?
Well, that's the point of him coming out and saying that, is I'm not the only one. And I think
by a long shot.
Yeah. And he had a lot of, well, obviously you said you were going to tell the story, but I don't. Did you read the article? Did you read the article?
I saw the interview with the guy.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very heart wrenching because he struggled with suicidal thoughts for a really, really long time.
He said after he finished playing, he was going to commit suicide.
Yeah, that was his whole plan from middle school.
Right.
And so I think the entire reason, because I don't think he wanted to make a big deal about it. He didn't seem like a guy who wanted to make a huge deal about it. But I think because he knows that there are other gay guys in football who are struggling with the same thing, that he wanted to come out and say, hey, talk to someone. People will accept you. There are other options. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Which I think is a good thing.
6'7", 330 pounds. He said being a big football player and being gay, going to being in the football team is a good place to hide. Especially when the quarterback is leaning over in front of you.
Oh, Doug. No, I just imagine that it must be so hard because so much of what these guys do, we always talk about locker room talk. Well, hello, he's in a locker room all the time. Everybody else is,
haven't we grown up or away from
I don't think society really cares so much anymore, but I think for a man, when you are being celebrated for your extreme manliness, there's probably a dose of extra pressure that maybe just, you know, that's even more than the pressure of the average guy. Right.
He got hooked on Vicodin, or almost did anyway. And because he needed to calm down. I think it takes a lot of strength and wisdom to do what he's done, but others, because the general public makes such a big deal out of it. And with the laugh is on those who would have made fun of him during his career. He didn't come out till his career was over. And so under the circumstances, I just think we make so much of this stuff. And frankly, it, as I said, took me all week to sort of bring myself around to wanting to talk about this on the air because I become very judgmental when it comes to these sorts of things, why people don't get it and why they don't just leave these folks alone. It baffles me.
It's less about society, though, at this point than it is about that inner battle within yourself and what you think people are going to think.
Yes.
It's an incredibly difficult burden.
That's a very sage way of putting it. What a great way of looking at it, Jennifer. All right, let's get to another defensive tackle named Warren Sapp, who's going to donate his what? Oh, this is going to be good. Go
his
ahead.
Sapp. Yeah. All right, so this is one story right up your alley, Dougie. Hall of Famer defensive tackle Warren Sapp announced this week that he's going to donate his brain to the Concussion Legacy Foundation after he dies. He's frustrated by the history of NFL owners disputing the correlation between head trauma and the negative consequences that many players experience during the game and after they leave the league. So he details some of the troubles he's experienced personally with memory loss and function since leaving the league. He said it's the most frightening feeling, but it's also very weakening because you feel like a child. He said he needs help. He needs somebody to help me find something he couldn't have found with his eyes closed in the dead of night, half asleep. You try to say, all right, I'm going to get a little more sleep. Maybe it's something I did last night. Maybe something I drank or whatever it is. You try to find a reason that it's not your brain and that he's not deteriorating right before your eyes. Those are really setting, scary words. He also, he says that he found throughout his NFL career that players were asked to be macho. They were asked to be tough and that they didn't want to exude any form of weakness. So many players have trouble asking for help in what is a very macho league. So he's optimistic and he believes that through research and diligence, football can be safer for all involved, especially for the young kids that are coming up before they even make it to college football or the pros, that they're taught how to keep themselves safe. And Doug, as you know, our friend Fred Dreyer, who played football for the Rams, says the exact same thing. You've got to teach kids from an early age to keep themselves protected.
Yep, that's the way to do it. All right, some good words of wisdom here. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How many of you have thought about going to Cuba? I have. I want to do a broadcast as soon as they figure out how to get the internet down there. Maybe not so fast, though, because the Trumpsters seem to want to change the reality here, which I believe on my own side is a mistake. There are new regulations. If you have planned to go to Cuba, perhaps you ought to set aside a few moments, because we're going to talk to Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, where the Frommer's travel guides are, about what we know and what we don't know regarding Cuba at this moment, right after these words.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them with its powerful technology. ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All right, 56 past the hour now here on the DJV Experience. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com is here with a focus on Cuba. So it's sort of like we're in and now we're out, in again, up again, off again, and on again.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is political conjecture, but what is there that people should know if they have made plans already to go to Cuba? Are those plans affected?
Well, I guess it depends on how far along their plans are. We got a call to our radio show saying a listener had called an airline to try and book the day that the new sanctions were announced, and the airline said they weren't taking new bookings now. If you already have bookings, if you have a place to stay, it looks like you'll be okay. However, The pronouncement was very vague. It has to be, the fine details have to be worked out by the Treasury Department. What it looks like is Americans can no longer stay in military-run or partially military-run hotels. The problem is that's pretty much all of them in Cuba. So you don't have a place to stay unless you take a boat there or you do a sanctioned and extremely expensive tour. That means that your time in Cuba, every single moment you're going to be with a minder, i.e. a tour guide, but somebody who's not really going to let you interact in a free way with the culture, with the people you'll meet. It's a terrible shame,
You've been to China, Pauline, right? So,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
When I went to, I went as a guest of the state, to do radio, and I had a handler, I had a guide, I had a driver, and that was the rule. It was just what
you don't have to go to China that way. No, you can go to China. I've been to China independently, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now you can do it. This was like 15 years ago when they first
This whole thing is turning back the clock. Will people still be able to go to Cuba? Sure. But it's going to be incredibly expensive. That's the real shame. This is cutting the budget travelers out, and they're telling people they have to keep their records for 5 years. So if you're careless, the government could come after you if you've gone to Cuba now. So
too much
we'll
government,
see.
Too much. It's this is not a. I don't believe this is not the smartest thing that they've done in this new world order. And so it's like, okay, we're not going to do business with China because they're commies. The Russians, come on, it's foolishness. Thank you, Pauline. 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.